Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. Sisters and brothers from all around the world, I hope you all doing well. This is IRIB English Radio and you are listening to my voice from Youth Station. We are youth here supporting youth for a better life. I am Bita, a medical student, and that's my pleasure to be here in this episode.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Muhammad and I am studying Islamic studies here in Qom in Iran.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear brother. So we're going to go for our topic of today, a heartbroken youth. You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind by this actually word is somehow some dramatic relations that when you caught you will be somehow depressed or something like that. But I think there could be some more reasons for being a heartbroken youth at your age, such as, I don't know, job loss or changing career or changing wherever you live, or I don't know, not achieving whatever you wanted to achieve or something like that. And I think grief or being depressed or I don't know, being heartbroken is somehow more complicated than what we think.
Oh yeah, it is.
And actually, I think every single person of us had the same experience, that sometimes we felt somehow heartbroken and depressed, and we felt like, okay, I just want to die here, you know, life is so dark, and some nagging like this. And have you ever experienced this kind of feeling, like being heartbroken or something?
Oh, yes, of course. Everybody does. And it's not specific to this generation. All generations had some form of heartbrokenness. And we, of course, go through different stages in life. At least I can say dealing with parents, dealing with siblings, dealing with teachers, school, and then university.
Dealing with generation gap, I think.
Yeah, that's a very important issue that many of us do really face. And it's not about a person being holy or spiritual or submissive to their parents. It's just that it's more of an internal feeling that how a person sad is.
Yeah.
You know, many a times on the outside, I might be happy. I might look satisfied with my life. But in the inside, you'd see there is a world full of depression and sadness, and my heart is broken because of, I don't know, parents maybe financial issues. Many things do really come into play over here. And I think one of the biggest issues the youth really do face these days are love issues. So as soon as you see when they reach to the age of, let's say, 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, that's it. That's like
even
the
11.
Explosion of all the feelings. Though you're dependent, but you really want to be independent all the time. You want to show from one side how manly you are, at least from a male's perspective, I can say. And the other side, you can't be because you are always under someone and you have to follow the doctrines given by that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so heartbroken things is youths with with broken hearts. It's a very important issue that really exists in the society.
I do agree with you that unfortunately, I think one of the most important factor that youth with heartbroken youth age is somehow the age of these experiences are somehow lesser than what it should be. And I think this is somehow a bit of a problem for our society. So let's keep it a cliffhanger and let's go for a break, short break, and then we're going to come back and go on with our controversial topic. And your listeners, stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
Today we're talking about a heartbroken youth, the age of being in love and somehow lesser than what it should be. So I want your comments on these actually matter and some social problems that it will cause in the society.
Yeah, Sister Rita, let me just, first of all, say that I'm no expert in giving advice to anybody, but I can say that from my own experience.
Your mindset.
Yeah, with the experience that I have, especially living in the West, the problem that we really face is because of the romantic movies and the media that we are kind of indulged into, the music around us. Though we probably were not listening to it voluntarily, but it's just because it's there and you have to pass through the streets and you listen to this music. These thoughts of being attracted to the opposite sex really takes a great toll in your mind. It might have permanent effects on your brain, like if you have it, like if you listen to it and if you keep seeing it enough. And the problem with Muslim youths in the West is that we are bond with our religious beliefs and commandments, whereas we have to have a few limitations until, for example, let's say we reach the age of marriage. And these limitations, the more we see others, non-Muslims, breaking these limitations, exactly. We get the tendency of breaking it ourselves as well. Now, this becomes really difficult for us because we're seeing that others have the privilege.
Yeah.
Others who, without the belief, have that privilege. But we ourselves, just because our beliefs, we're kind of confined.
Mm-hmm.
And this really,
this limitation bothers, you know?
Yeah, it bothers us. And it's an experience that we all go through, in the West at least. But I think there are ways out of this. There are ways out of this.
I think this is not only limited for Western countries. For the Muslims who live in non-Muslim countries. Yeah. I think this is main problem that we are struggling with in our own country or in some Muslim countries that, you know, they are tangled with the Western culture somehow by songs, by videos, whatever, in social media. And this actually affects us and, somehow urges to go through these kind of relationships to just experience. It. As you know, we're youth and we just want to experience it, you know? Yeah. It's not enough for me to hear that this is bad for you. I want to do that.
That exploration and that curiosity.
Yeah.
It's natural, I should rather say. It's not a problem where we have to go to a psychiatrist or no.
It could be a problem, actually. It depends on the control that you have to do in your relationships. And you told something. You told me that there are some way out of these problems. So could you please tell me some of your ways, you know, your own special ways? I'm not searching for some, professional things. I'm searching for some your own experience, for example.
Yeah.
You know what?
You see, the thing is, normally, if you look at the trend, the way this love story happens is normally there is this first encounter.
Yeah.
This first encounter normally happens when you're blinded by your emotions. You feel that chemistry that happens between the opposite sex. So I think the best way out of this is not to blind yourself with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
The first instance you see, okay, there is some form of chemistry because, you know, this is a natural thing. It's not that you see a specific person that happens chemistry. If you ask any youth, you say, okay, do you like this only one person and that person only? Of course, when they're in love, they're going to say, yeah. But then when you look in reality, they're just looking for beauty or they're looking for some charm or they're looking for money, whatever it is. They're not looking for the personality generally. Right? So that first instance that you get blinded, you have to pull yourself together and try to get out of that. See exactly whether this thing that is blinding you, what is it really? Like, for example, is it wealth, charm and stuff? See the opposite in that
person.
I
understand you.
Right? Now, I'm not saying that love is, you know, tabooed.
Yeah,
no.
I know what you mean.
It's a general thing. It's a natural thing. I would personally suggest that if you have the dareness and you have that capacity, why not just get into marriage? You don't have to go to your own house. Let the person, the female can be with her father and the male can be with their family. But then get married. What's the problem?
If you think that's the person. At the age of 12, for example, you know, it's somehow, it considered as a taboo in our culture.
Exactly. That's my point. My point. Now, away from the culture, if you don't have that dearness to marry, you're still in that stage of, I don't know, like, is this person for me or not? Then you know where you are.
Yeah.
You know your stance.
But if you have
that dearness and you've decided, okay, this is the person, then why not get married? It saves you from broken heart because you're now bound to each other. Though you don't have to, you know, marriage is just like in a sentence. If the two families, they agree, you go ahead with it. Now comes the cultural problem, which I think is probably the main reason why the youths are scared and sometimes sad or their hearts are broken because of Of course, we are bound with families and stuff.
I know that, but I think this is not a good way, actually, to go through the marriage, you know, because you don't want to feel heartbroken, for example, after a cut or something, and you will marry someone, but it's not that much, actually, completely true.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, if you don't have the dearness, it's just going for it.
No, it's not about, you know, that much capacity or something. It's about that when you grow older, when you actually go through the society, when you go to university, when you go for a job or something, you will meet some new person, and no matter how much you feel in love,
if you have that dearness and you have that confidence,
yeah,
this is how you test yourself. If nice. You're ready for that, you're down a tunnel towards a broken heart. That's how I eventually saw myself. Like, it's very natural, right? When you're, especially, I grew up in a co-ed school, so there were brothers and sisters both in one class,
yeah,
and our school, because it was run by Muslims, it was an Islamic school. The principal decided that the brothers and sisters should be separate. So they gave us a different building and so on. And I'm not saying that co-ed school is actually good. Depends on the culture, depends on where you are and what are the other elements that really affect it. But for us, at least, the brothers had a bit of a shyness. Oh, if I say something or do something, that sister is looking at me. They're just like your classmate. But then that sister as well, likewise, they'll be like, okay, their brother is here. I have to consider myself. I should be very well attired. I should not say something that would, you know, kind of embarrass me and so on. So that kind of, you know, two-way shyness existed, that you test yourself.
Dear listeners, go for a short break. Stay tuned. As you told me, there could be many ways to avoid this feeling of heartbroken. But sometimes I think this experience should be needed for you. You know, sometimes you need something bad that will grow you. You know, and for your development, sometimes you have to feel heartbroken. And sometimes this avoiding of being a heartbroken person somehow maybe harms you in the future. So you have to be you have to find a balanced way of living.
Exactly.
And I think this is the gist of our episode. And what do you think about it?
I wouldn't suggest, like, you know, going towards heartbrokenness, like do something that you will definitely be heartbroken of. No, that's not a right way. It's like, for example, sickness. You know, you would eventually feel sick. You know, you would eventually have fever. You know, you would eventually. But then would you go for it? Would you go find the disease that you want? No, I don't think that's the way to go for it. But yes, of course, if you find yourself heartbroken, I wouldn't say, okay, that's the end of the world. That's actually good for you because you're developing. You're kind of, it's, for example, it's a famous saying where you have, for you to achieve success, you have to go through failures. And this is one of the failures. Heartbrokenness is actually a failure. It's an emotional feeling that you have to go through. And personally speaking, going through so many heartbroken things in life, I think I'm a better person now than I was before, even after going through that.
That was really
but
nice
would I
to
still
hear.
Go after heartbrokenness? No,
at all. Yeah, and that was a nice point that you just corrected me that, you know, you shouldn't go for that. But if it happens, you have to accept it with, you know, just open arms. And then there will be always something more interesting for you to go after and something. And you have to always be hopeful about your future, your life and something. Just be just protective about yourself and let it go. Sometimes you have to just let it go.
Yeah.
It's okay to be heartbroken. It's okay to just experience some bad things, or even sometimes making mistakes is something necessary for your life. Just take it easy and be thoughtful. Just, I think, thinking about whatever you did up to here is enough to find the right way. Thank
Definitely.
You for being here with me, my dear brother. And
it's a pleasure, Miss Pita.
Yeah, that's my honor too. And thank you for listening to me in this episode. I hope you enjoyed all of this. This is all the time we had for today's episode. So I bid you farewell and I leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my Alpha and Omega, my brother. protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance. When I need you, the light, when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my love.